Welcome to the Perp Web Podcast, hosted by Joe Bosch.
On POC devices and their reliability, I'm just going to go through these very quickly. I need to disclose, I don't have it on here as a disclosure. Verbally, I'll just disclose that Siemens is an advertiser on this program, and I do mention the Siemens Rapid Point, so I want to make sure that we're clear on that. In 1988 is when POC testing really started, and it was performed for many, many different tests. It's even performed in doctor's offices. It's performed in homes, you know, glucometers, you hear about that all the time, and of course in hospitals to try to speed up in the emergency department, in the operating room. We use POC devices all of the time. They're all around us. Some perspective that in 2001, the POC or point of care device market was $4.9 billion.
Huge.
That is a very big market. In the CVOR, we use it for gases, electrolytes, metabolites, and of course, hemoglobin. And that's where my kind of irritation comes in, is on the hemoglobin portion of this. Okay. So there are three key elements that you have to consider when you look at POC. Does it shorten the time to result? Is the device reliable? And are the results accurate, or can you depend on them? So reliability, I'm referring more to, does the device turn on? Is it ready to use when you need it? That kind of thing. And are the results accurate? You could say that's reliability as well, because can you rely on these results? But I separated them to be reliability and accuracy, all right, if you just indulge me with that. So let's look at reliability, and do they work? Well, you see on the left the Abbott iStat, and that has been, at least for the temporary period, pulled from the market, right? They had a problem with that, with the device.
We're using it.
You're using it? Okay, they may have brought it back up.
Yeah.
But it was pulled for a period of time. They had an issue. The Siemens Rapid Point you see there in the center, or the second one from left to right, I'm sorry. Then I think that one is, the next one is the radiometer device, and then you have the GEM line. And all of these are there. Some reason that Abbott came off the market, or the iStat came off. It was a big problem. It was a big issue.
Really?
Accuracy? No, I don't remember what the issue was. It may have been a quality control issue. I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. So I don't want to say. But of those four that I just showed you, only these three have co-oximetry. And co-oximetry is the gold standard in hemoglobin measurement. Electrical impedance, which is what the Abbott iStat uses, is not. It does not use co-oximetry, it uses electrical impedance. These are the two devices. Now, we also, you see there's an ACT machine, but why is that green covering there? Patrick, can you tell us? I think you know. Why
because
is it there?
In certain operating rooms, it's too cold to operate.
The Siemens Rapid,
yeah.
The Abbott iStat.
The iStat as well as, I've seen that happen with the Hemagron as well.
As with
too,
well.
Too cold, yeah.
But it is very common with the, I mean, it just, because I've had that experience.
Sure. Yeah.
That if the OR is cold, it's not going to work.
Right.
So you have to, and we like our operating rooms cold. And some surgeons colder than others, but most of the time these rooms are cold. So the only of ones of these devices, and I'll plug the Siemens, even though, again, with the understanding that they are an advertiser, but this isn't a bias. It was actually used at the Mount Everest base camp to do research studies because it was the only device that was capable of operating at those temperatures.
So does it warm internally, or?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea. All I know is that they were able to use the device because it was the only one. They looked at all of them. This was not Siemens that did the study. This was the research company that needed to use that device because the other devices were incapable of operating at that altitude and temperature. So I thought that was very important to notice. as far as the iStat device is concerned, I just circled the part of this that I thought was important, and it's from Anesthesia Intensive Care 2014. Clinicians should not use the iStat hemoglobin in isolation for clinical decision-making when considering blood transfusion in a situation of 25% or greater blood loss. Now, that doesn't mean, and there is a bit of a vernacular, I believe, error in that. That means a 25% decrease in the hemoglobin, because you're replacing that 25% blood loss with something that is non-heme. And that's really what they're talking about. Not because otherwise it's still gonna be the same concentration. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay, so I've got my cup and it's full and it has a hematocrit of 40. If I drain out 25% of it, it still has a hematocrit of 40.
Sure.
But the cup is gonna be very hemodynamically unstable, so I'm gonna fill it back up with saline because it's fast to do, or albumin or whatever I'm gonna use. Now the crit is diluted.
Mm-hmm.
So really what they mean is a dilution as opposed to just a blood loss.
A dilution of 25%
right.
or more.
Which is, for heart surgery, pretty common.
Pretty common.
Okay. Here is another aspect to it, evolution, or another paper. And it basically explains how the conductive or electrical impedance-based measurement of hemoglobin consistently underestimated hemoglobin values. So what they did was Abbott built, and Abbott's gotten a lot of good press because they built those, President loves them, because they built those COVID test kits, right? And they did it very rapidly. So everybody's in love with them, or at least the government is. And they do good work. But the Abbott iStat was a great device at the time when it first came out. I just think its time has passed. I think we need to go on to something else. You need co-oximetry if you're gonna measure hemoglobin, but let's go on. In this article by Masimo, the manufacturer, that being Abbott, recommends against using this POC device to make transfusion decisions. Now, in their own product manual, it tells you to not rely on it for making transfusion decisions.
Right.
Did you know that?
No.
Most people don't know that.
No, I didn't know it was in their literature. I know a lot of people.
Then why do you have the device? You know, why do you use the device for it? Why do people still make decisions to transfuse with it? It baffles my simple mind.
Right.
I don't think we should be doing that. Here is a, is that the slide that was up there? I get lost on my slides. There it is right there. The manufacturer recommends against using the Abbott iStat device to make transfusion decisions. Very important. So here is yet another study. From our results, the iStat analyzer is suitable for point of care testing of electrolytes and blood gases. It does, it works very well at that. Critically ill patients, except for high PO2, but I'm not worried about that. However, the discrepancy in hematocrit bias shows that accuracy established in one patient population cannot be automatically extrapolated to other patient populations, thus stressing the need for separate evaluation. That means you can use it, but you need to send to the lab, or you need to use a different device to measure the hemoglobin. When you have other devices that have co-oximetry that do blood gases, electrolytes, metabolites, and a reliably dependable, accurate hemoglobin, it seems to me makes a lot more sense. I frankly don't think the Abbott iStat device is a device that should continue to be used. It was a great device at the time, but I am very anti the device for a whole host of reasons. But this is one that really bothers me, the hemoglobin. And it's just kind of like this message. Your great aunt just passed away, LOL. Somebody wants to know why it's funny, and they said, it's not funny, what do you mean? And LOL means laughing out loud. Obviously, she thought it meant lots of love. So she clearly, so that's kind of like when you get a result, a hemoglobin result on the I-STAT machine, or a hematocrit result on the I-STAT machine, what's it telling you?
Right.
So they have an algorithm, on pump or off pump. And this is how I feel when I have to choose on pump or off pump.
That was my question. Interesting. I was just writing that question down.
Yes, good. I'm glad I got to it. So I think this is a video. It is. Can you play that video? There it goes. So here's somebody doing an I-STAT. And I just want you to watch all of the machinations that have to be gone through in order to do this. Now they're drawing a sample. Can't say I like their sampling technique. Is that you?
No.
No.
I know who that is, though.
And then they have to get that in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then they turn it on. And now you're going to have to choose on pump or off pump.
Right.
And get a result. So let's compare that to a friend of mine in a different place doing the same thing.
Who, by the way, is at the bottom of the reservoir, I noticed there.
Yes.
So he doesn't have as much time to
right.
to be away.
He was actually off pump. I just had him demonstrate
it. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That's it. He's back where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to move over there to do it. I used to set it right next to me. But it's a syringe Lorlock. Now, the other devices, the radiometer device and the gem, both good devices. I think they're good devices. But they, you, and there, see, the result was done. He just went back, clicked the button, and look, you're just going to get your results. And again, he was off pump, so you'll see the PCO2 looks weird on here. It falls out. And we covered the patient, so we wouldn't have an issue with that. But you basically see how quickly. That is way faster than an I-STAT is ever going to be. And the hemoglobin you get is a hemoglobin you can depend on. You can rely on it. CO-oximetry, I'll say it again, is a standard of care that you can use for transfusion decisions. Because if you can't rely on the hemoglobin or the hematocrit, and you give a blood transfusion to a patient who didn't actually need one, that's bad.
Sure.
It's just as bad to not give a patient a blood transfusion that actually does need one. And so I don't know how we continue to use this device, why we continue to use this device, and why people think this device is something that we should be using. In the 80s and 90s and 2000 and 2005, 2010 maybe, okay. This is 2020 and there's a lot better technology out there. So why do we continue to support this device?
I do not have a good answer.
Okay. Fair enough.
But could you touch on, if you don't mind,
yeah.
The differences between CO-oximetry and
co-oximetry
the other technology?
Is light, and the electrical impedance is conductivity.
But it is derived then from the hemoglobin, right? And then the hematocrit
yes.
is extrapolated from
Correct.
The hemoglobin. And isn't the other one the reverse of that?
It's
the other technology?
The reverse? No, I mean, I don't know if it's the reverse. I'm not an engineer. But I know that it measures hemoglobin a lot more accurately. You can measure both the hemoglobin, but the methemoglobin and the carboxyhemoglobins.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a method for measuring this. I don't know the engineering behind
okay.
it. That is an accepted, validated gold standard. So that's, I think, what's important.
Okay.
Is that there's no need for an algorithm. The hemoglobin is the hemoglobin is the hemoglobin, whether you're concentrated or you're diluted
mm-hmm.
or you're on pump or you're off pump or you're normothermic or you're hypothermic, that technology, that methodology is validated as a gold standard. And I think that's the point. How exactly it works, I'm not an engineer, I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good question, though. So if anybody wants to call and rant and tell me how, argue with me about how great the Abbott iStat is, please do. If I don't hear from anybody, then that validates that I'm 100% correct, which I'm assuming anyway. Yeah. Not that I'm not humble, okay? But I really do feel passionately about this. And I've been trying really hard to get other technology into our hospitals other than the Abbott technology, the iStat technology, because I really feel strongly that we have, and this, I think this has happened throughout my career in other places, and I think it's happening currently in other places, where decisions about transfusions are being made on something that is known to be inherently unreliably accurate. And I just think that's bothersome.
I will tell you a story, which is gonna bolster your opinion. There was a hospital I was working at that had a problem where they just noticed that they were giving more, you know, blood on pump than other hospitals. They were like, statistically, we're constantly, why is that? What's different? Same mm-hmm. surgeons, same anesthesiologist group, everything was the same perfusionists. Mm-hmm. And the iStat that they had calibrated in the lab did not have the option to choose on pump or off pump. So it was defaulting to off pump, meaning
all of our
numbers were low.
Wow.
And that's why we were giving blood.
Wow. That's bothering
right,
to me.
Right, yeah.
And yet the technology really hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Abbott iStat has had a great run. I think it needs to be retired. And I think perfusionists all need to start requesting and, in fact, demanding a more accurate POC hemoglobin measurement, or we need to start sending our a purple top tube to the lab every time we want to know what the hematocrit really is. That's what I think. And that applies to the ICU on our ECMO patients as well.
So they must use co-oximetry in the lab on their big
equipment.
They do. Yeah.
Either that or they spin a crit.
Yeah. I used to spin a crit. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you've been around a while, if you remember spinning a crit.
My first job was.
There's a lot of people that have no idea what spinning a crit is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Any other questions?
For me, no.